Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Right, a big story, of course, as well yesterday, and one that we have been following, is the situation with regard to Comair. Comair yesterday announcing that it was going into liquidation. Puteko Mojapele is an aviation analyst. He joins us this morning. Good morning. Thanks for doing so. How are you?
Good morning, Howard, and I'm fine. Thank you for having me this morning on your show.
So, was this expected? You know, obviously we've been through this process, but I sort of had the sense that this was going to be sorted out.
Okay, I'm glad you're asking me this question. On if you may want to go to your records on the previous interviews we had on this station, you would realize that this was what I have been saying all along, to say that the Comair is finished. All what they're trying to do is to buy some time before they make an official announcement that they are fighting for a liquidation. So I personally, where I'm sitting, and those listeners that listen to this station,
maybe I just didn't listen properly. It's terrible. That's the thing, is we have people on, experts on, and then we kind of just, we don't really believe them. But yeah, you did call this. You saw this happening.
Yes, so it's something that I have spent some time on looking at it. So let me just give a bit of a background here, what led to where we are today. Now, the process of the BRP in any small company, when you look at Comair, it's a very sizable company. It's not a big, gigantic company that you would spend a huge amount of time trying to sort its finances out. It's not like that. It's something very small. You know, it's not a multinational company. It's a company that operates within the borders of South Africa and should be able to be saved within reasonable amount of time. We're looking at about 6 months to restructure the company and have its finances and balance sheet correct. But it went beyond 2 years since they volunteered to do that. And I knew when they went to the stock exchange and say they're going to delist the company and try to do things on their own, and I knew very well that there is no prospects of success in saving the company by doing that delisting from the company. Because firstly, the market was not favorable for any other person who may want to come and invest his money on the aviation sector. There was absolutely no way. We were in the middle of the pandemic and people were not sure whether the pandemic is going to stay here for long. But then they went ahead and delisted the company from stock exchange, which was ill advice. I think they shouldn't have done that. I think they should have continued to have the company there so that me and you and many other people that believe in the industry can go and buy those shares, put some more money into the company so that it can be saved and it can continue to operate. But they then close the market for themselves, hoping that they will get some funding from investors out there. But investors were not necessarily interested in investing money in the business. In actual fact, many lessors around the world that I work with, they are now getting rid of the aircrafts that they own that have been leased to the companies outright. They're getting rid of them because they just don't believe that aviation is a viable business and they're jumping out. So the Comair was wound down a while ago, literally a while ago. So what they did last week was the final nail into the coffin. They tried to get as maximum money as possible running the winter warmer special. Within literally 5 hours later, they then say, no, we won't be able to provide the service. We are now seizing the operation, trying to get some more money so that we can continue. That's criminality at its best. In actual fact, the problem that led to Comair where it is was when they made a decision to go and get this rogue character in a form of Glenn Osman, who has in his hands, he had three airlines, including Comair, that went down. We have One Time, it's gone. We have Skywise, it's gone. Now Comair. This is the man that they got to come and rescue the company. Under business rescue, you get this guy to come and rescue the company. That was a suicide that management and the board committed here. by getting this guy. And then he went and flat on maintenance program of the airline. He went ahead and do change on management, short staffs, and so many things that he did wrong at Comair. And the union has always been vocal about his style of leadership. They've been very much vocal. And we are sitting here today crying for 1,200 employees that are now working out of that company bare hands, because the liquidation does not cover the staff complements to get anything out of that. So only the creditors are going to get something out of this. So that's where, or that's what led us to be where we are today with the company story.
So was it a series of just of poor decisions? That's kind of what the way in which you're painting it, the decision to delist, the decision to hire this particular business rescue practitioner. All of these were missteps along the way. Is that how you see it?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Look, Howard, you know when you are going to be able to pay your installments, you know what, how much money you can, you know yourself, your finances known better by you, not somebody else. Now, what these guys did at Comair, they were not honest to themselves. They should have scaled down on operation. They should have went as low as what SAA did. SAA went very much low. Yes, it's government. Yes, it got baking in the government. But the strategy was what SAA did was very nice and actually very good, what they did to scale down. Even though I don't agree with the Takatso, so-called Takatso.
Right, and of course the SAA story is a little different in that it's got taxpayer money behind it.
Yes, it's a little bit different. However, I'm just, the inference that I want to bring in here is the leaner operation type of approach when you don't have money. That's what you do. You go, you implement a leaner approach. Leaner approach means that you look at things that you don't need. And I would have done, what I would have done with as a Comair, I would have just get, BA, British Airways operations, wind it down and keep Kulula going and take all the assets that I've got on British Airways and put them onto Kulula. Kulula is a low-cost market. Operational costs are very low. And an approach would be very much different. And they would have made it should they had taken the decision in that direction, because we wouldn't have been here today.
Which is a real, real pity. Puteko Mojapele, who is an aviation analyst, talking to us about Comair.